town, television's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes. The fabulous 60-minute prize is red. Vera Rancidoli, come on down. Eloise Salas, come on down. And now, here's the star of the Price is Right, Bob Barker!
Thank you very much. Welcome to The Price is Right. We are glad to have you with us again today, and during the next hour, we are going to do our best to make you glad. Here we go. Here is the first item up for bids on The Price is Right. It's a trampoline. A trampoline with a unique round design for safe outdoor fun and recreation. Ideal for physical fitness with features such as uniform bounce and larger jumping area by a round trampoline. And that trampoline will belong to the one of you who bids nearest to the retail price without going over. Karen, what do you bid?
$340.
Lewis, give me your bid.
$350.
$350. Eloise, let's hear from you.
$600.
$600 brings me to Vera.
$450.
$450. And the actual retail price is $808. Eloise has won. Eloise has won the first prize on today's Price is Right. You are the winner of the trampoline. And now, Eloise, you may be the winner of this. A hot dog cart. A complete rolling food and drink server under a gay 6.5-foot umbrella with hibachi to cook steaks, a warming compartment, cold salad tray, and ice compartment from Hammock or Schlemmer. That hot dog cart will be yours if the price of that hot dog cart is someplace in this red area when you stop that $150 range finder.
So if I figure it out, what is $150 range?
Well, we know it's more than $1,300. See,
right.
There's $1,400, $1,500, right on up the scale.
Tell them when to stop.
Now, that's what you don't tell them. You push this button.
Oh, I push a button. Okay.
Yeah. Now, don't push it yet.
Oh,
no.
All right.
But you get over here.
Wait, I'm nervous.
Now, don't be nervous.
I don't even know how much this thing costs.
Well, look at it and get a price in mind.
Can I go over there and look at it?
Well, you can see it from right here.
It's got everything, right?
Well, it has mustard, ketchup. I can see that from here.
Yeah.
You got a price in mind? You see, it's more than $1,300.
Now, that's a... You mean it's more than $1,300?
Yes, it starts there, and that's going to go up that scale.
Okay, I think I know where to stop.
Okay. Now, if she knows where to stop it, we're ready to start it, gentlemen.
Okay.
Now, don't push that button until you want to stop it, because we can't start it again. Now, what'd you say?
How much of a range? I have to have it between that, right?
That's right. Okay. It has to be between here and here.
Okay.
Now, before I ask them to light that up, I want to make one statement. Eloise, you have put more into the range game than any contestant I have ever had.
I've never been in a game show before, and
well,
I just came down here, and I didn't know they picked me.
Well, I want you to know
my boyfriend doesn't even know I'm here.
Where does he think
you are? I'm supposed to be at home cleaning the house.
All right. Well, I want you to know, Eloise.
But I want something, right? I won that trampoline, huh?
You have that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can put it in my house and jump.
That's right, that's right. But you may win that hot dog cart, too.
Oh, yeah, I could use that.
Does your boyfriend like hot dogs?
Oh, yes.
Good.
He likes them baked, so we don't have to have them baked. We can have them in that.
You can have them in that.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Right. Now, watch.
Do I get to win a boat, too, if I win?
Well, you
in
might.
Car?
Because...
I want to go home with the car.
Well, you may get that, too,
oh, okay.
Before we're through.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because, you know, after we've done this, you'll come back and spin the big wheel.
Oh, yeah, I want to.
And then
to.
You may be in the showcase.
Oh, good.
You may win a boat. You
oh,
may
yes.
win a car. And again, you may not. But
yeah.
You may. Now. Watch right out here.
Uh-huh.
Light up that price.
Wait a minute.
Oh! $16.95. It's
that
right
up. That much? I mean, if I would have just stopped here, I would have won it, right?
That's right.
But can I come back?
Well, you can come back and spin the big wheel and try to win $1,000.
Oh, I can come back and try to spin all that money?
Sure, you'll be back. That's right. I want you to know I'll be looking forward to having her back. We'll be back after this. And the name of our next contestant is Ronald Pacheco. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Price is Right. The Air Force has landed in contestant's row. Look at the next item up for bids on our show. A refrigerator. It's a white Westinghouse family size frost-free refrigerator, has 18 cubic foot capacity with glide-out rollers and adjustable cantilever shelves from white Westinghouse. Ronald, I would like to have your bid on that.
$650.
$650. Vera?
$525.
$525. And over to Karen.
$480.
$480. Lewis, it's your bid.
$700.
$700 even. And the actual retail price is $609, and the winner is Vera. The winner is Vera, and Vera, I would like to have you right over here, please. Yes, right. Oh, thank you, Vera. Thank you very much. Now, Vera, I get the impression that you enjoy winning prizes, so I would dearly love to have you win this. A paddle fan light. From Emerson Chromalox, living is a breeze with this Casablanca fan. Its lazy, silent motor is like a soft evening breeze, and the Casablanca lets you have light from Emerson Chromalox. Or a new car! A 1978 Nova sedan for people who like a touch of wagon. With the rear seat down, you get over 6 feet of floor, lots of load space. Rear seat up, family roominess. The Nova by Chevrolet. It's equipped with automatic transmission, bumper strips and guards, body side loading, door edge guards, sport mirror, steel belted radial white stripe tires, rally wheels, wheel opening moldings, roof drip moldings, and interior decor package. Bob? And Vera is telling me that she has only been in the United States for 16 months. She has come here from Yugoslavia. Now, Vera, have you been here long enough to know how to play the
yeah,
any number
game? Every day I watch television. Right.
You know how to play
yeah,
this game?
No, yeah.
Very well, then I won't explain it. I'll simply ask you to please give me one of the four numbers that we will find in the price of that car.
Yeah, I know.
What is it?
Five.
Number five. Gentlemen, she wants you to light up that five. Well, that's down there in the fan line. Now what, Vera?
Four.
Number four is her choice. Where is that four? There you are, Vera. Now what? What's your next number? Stay over here by me now, Vera, and tell me your next number. What is it?
Seven.
Number seven. Here comes that seven. Now you have one on each of them.
One.
Number one. Gentlemen, where is the one? Now, Vera, you're about to win the fan line.
Three.
Number three is her choice. Let us give her the three. And she's back on the top row. What do you say next, Vera? Number nine. Where's the nine, please? There you are. Now, Vera, you need only one number. One number, and you win the car. What's that number, Vera? What is it, Vera?
Oh, my
Two.
She says it's a two. Show us the two. There you are.
Friends from Yugoslavia. You bet. Congratulations, yeah. We had a big winner then, and we'll try for another one after this message.
Johnny, what do you have to say?
Sylvia Rubenstein, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Howdy-doody. How are you, Sylvia? Look at this next item up for bids on this here show. It's a deacon's bench.
Camara & Brothers Art Mark, a fine deacon's bench, a design heritage from young America, an ingenious bench that converts to a table and a storage chest. Camara & Brothers Art Marks.
And, Sylvia, I want your bid on that, please.
$450.
Karen, what do you say?
$370.
$370. Lewis, let me have your bid.
$349.
$349 brings me to Ronald.
$371.
$371, and the actual retail price is $480, and you have won, Sylvia.
Sylvia, will you join me right here? Thanks.
I don't want to hang for your back.
That's a sweet girl. I appreciate that, Sylvia. Did you hear what she said? She gave me a nice kiss, and she said, I won't hang on your neck. I won't
That's
hang
why.
On your neck. Then she stepped on my foot.
Oh, I did not.
No, you didn't, Sylvia. You didn't at all.
Not.
You were
no.
very gentle with me.
That's
now,
right.
I'm going to be nice to you.
Good.
I'm going to give you a chance to win this. A TV projection system. Crown Century Projection Systems, a technologically superb giant screen television projection unit with incredible clarity, contrast, and brilliance from Century Projection Systems. It's a prize worth $2,000!
Sylvia, you can win that. Right over here, would you please? You can win that playing this hurdles game, and all you have to do is make sure that this hurdler gets over each one of the three hurdles. Now, Johnny, we want to hear about the hurdler before we do anything else, please.
All right, Bob, it's 7 C's. Delicious salad dressings your whole family will love. Who makes the salad special? You and 7 C's.
Do you know how to play this game?
Not exactly.
Well, all you have to do is pick out one of these two products at this first hurdle that is less than 64 cents. Then he can get over that hurdle. That's all you have to do. Now, Johnny, what are those two products?
Get a burst of flavor from Starburst Fruit Chews. Orange, lemon, lime, strawberry. A burst of fruit flavor from the very first chew. Or 20 Mule Power Industrial Strength Bathroom Cleaner. Used weekly, it wipes out soap, scum, hardware scale, black mildew, stains in the bathroom, kitchen, and laundry room.
Now, one of those two products is less than 64 cents. Which one?
The Starburst.
Okay, I'm going to put the pennant there. You see how you play the game? Now, Johnny, what does she have to think about at hurdle number two?
Jiffy Popcorn, the family fun treat. Pops in its own pan with no mess. Always fresh, hot, and delicious. And Cremex, the spaghetti in the famous green box. Cooks up firm yet tender in just minutes the way everybody likes it.
Now, which one of those is less than 64 cents?
The popcorn.
Okay, let's put the pennant by the popcorn. And, Johnny, let's tell her about the last two products.
All right, noodle roni, parmesan, a 5-inch side dish from Golden Grain. Tender, thin egg noodles and rare Italian seasonings and cheeses. Noodle roni, parmesano, a bit of old Italy. And a 6-pack of Dentine, the tingly, snappy taste of Dentine. While you're chewing Dentine, your breath is mouthwash fresh. Brush your breath with Dentine.
Which one of those do you want me to mark?
The Dentine.
Very well, I am going down here and I am going to mark the Dentine. And some of the members of our audience are crying, no, but we don't know. Sylvia may be right. On your mark, get set. Off he goes, flashing down the track. Will he get over hurdle number one for Sylvia? I believe he's going to make it. Yes, he did. That's only 15 cents to pick the winner there. Now, hurdle number two. I didn't hear any cries of pain from the audience when he chose that popcorn, so I think they agreed with you on that one. And he made it. Now the one the audience is worried about, the last hurdle. If he gets over this hurdle, you're a winner. All he has to do is get over this last hurdle. It's getting awfully high, Sylvia. It's really getting high. Sylvia, look out. Oh, Sylvia, I believe you have had it. That's 75 cents. Yes, Sylvia. Thank you for playing the hurdles game. Bye-bye. Well, we are ready to spin the big wheel. That's what we're going to do after we do this. Just look at that $1. That $1 will be worth $1,000 to a contestant who spins that on the big wheel. That's right. $1,000 for getting that $1 to come up in one spin or a combination of two spins.
I know it.
What?
I watched the show and I know what that is.
You knew that, did you, Sylvia? Now, you also know, don't you, that that wheel has to go all the way around at least once in order to qualify.
And how heavy is it?
The wheel, the exact pressure... Well, I'm sure you'll be able to handle it.
Oh, Eloise. Okay.
But I think that the exact pressure on this... Jay, the exact pressure, what is it? 20,000 pounds per square foot, Eloise. But it is so carefully balanced.
Can I touch it?
What, can you touch it? Yeah, just step over and touch it.
Oh, yes, it's very easy.
Yes, you won't have no trouble with that. Wait a minute, I think she broke the wheel. No. No, I don't think she did. Sylvia, you're ready to spin it first, aren't
yes.
you? All right, step over there and do it. There's the first spin. Oh, look out, Sylvia! My goodness! The exertion, she almost blacked out. Hey, look at that, Sylvia. 85 cents. Now, you don't want to spin again, do you? If you watch every day, you know that if you go over $1 total, you're out of the game. Now, Eloise...
She got close.
She certainly did.
I know. I have to yank it hard.
Well, go ahead and do just that and let's see what...
Start from here. I can't have it at the dollar.
No, you start from where it is now.
Oh, it's another way.
Now, it has to go all the way around at least once.
All the way around.
That's fine.
It's got to go to a dollar.
Well, let's hope it does. Now,
I know, but
if you're
wait
not...
a minute.
If you're not happy with this first spin, you know you get spin
I
again.
I know, but wait a minute. Oh, I get this. Wait a minute now. 30 now. Oh, move over a little. Oh,
30, that's all right. 30
I'm
cents.
I'm not happy with that.
Well, I know you're not as happy as you
is
would.
Is that $300?
No, that's 30 cents.
Oh, 30 cents?
But if you get
oh.
70 cents in this next spin, you win
$1,000. Oh, okay.
Well, now you're happy. Go ahead.
Now, what is it? I can't go over, right?
You can't go over a dollar. You're out of the game.
Can't go over
yeah.
a dollar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big spin. Now, it has to go all the way at least
all
once.
The way
here we go. And you know that the contestant who's nearest to a dollar without going over
draw the wheel.
In
yeah.
the showcase.
But I'm happy I got the trampoline.
Sure, you still have the
jump
trampoline.
Up and down anytime I want.
That's
come
right.
On. Oh, goodness. I didn't go over a dollar.
No, but you only have 70 cents, you see, and she has 85.
Oh, so that means...
Well, now, Eloise, I want you to know that you have just been a splendid contestant.
Yeah, my boyfriend. Oh, do you have...
Bye-bye, Eloise.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's your turn. I'll hold you back. There you go. Little Yugoslavian doll here, you see? Go ahead. Big spin. This is a Yugoslavian doll, isn't it?
Yeah.
The costume.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, you have to beat 85 cents. Here's that $1. Nope. Okay, you have 80 cents. Spin it again. All right. Have to beat 85 cents. You had 80 cents, and it looks to me like that's too much money. There's your doll. Thank you. Well, thank you. She gave me the doll. Next week, Sylvia, you are going to be in the showcase at the end of the show. Congratulations. We'll be back after these words. Johnny, who's our next player?
Bob, it's Fred Gladney. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Prizes Right.
How to do there, Fred?
How you doing?
Pleasure to have you with us. Here is the next item up for bids on The Price is Right. A dishwasher.
The Big Chop Dependable Maytag Dishwasher. Giant capacity with three-level washing action that gets big dish loads really clean quietly. Now it's Maytag's turn to do your dishes.
And Fred, you have the privilege of the first bid on that dishwasher, please.
$375.
Karen.
$400.
$400. Lewis, give me your bid.
$39.
How much?
$339.
$339 brings me to Ronald again.
$405.
$405. The actual retail price of the dishwasher is $440, and it is your dishwasher, Ronald.
Ronald of the U.S. Air Force has won that dishwasher, and Ronald of the U.S. Air Force is coming right back here to play a pricing game. Right up here, Ronald.
Nice to meet you. Pleasure. It's a pleasure to meet you, and it's a pleasure to have you on the stage, and it's a pleasure to announce that you have a chance to win all these.
A love seat, a secretary, and a dinner drum table. First, from Jasper Cabinet Company, his 18th century secretary, handcrafted in genuine cherry, with delicately filigreed brass knob and lock combinations from the craftsmen of Jasper Cabinet Company. Second, to add a dramatic effect in home decorating, this charming love seat. Hardwood frame, painted white, upholstered in a neutral print to complement the other pieces of furniture in the room. You'll fall in love with this love seat. Finally, something different in the way of tables is this one made of mirrors. It's a cocktail table, end table, or lamp table is bound to reflect the beauty of its surroundings no matter how you look at it. And there they are, Bob.
And there they are, Ronald, for you to take home. All three of them if you pick out the one that is the most expensive. How about it, Ronald? Is it number one?
No!
Is it number two?
No!
Or is the most expensive number three?
No!
I'm going to go with number one.
He has decided on number one. Therefore, we want to see the price of number two. That's $954, Ronald. How much is number three? $450. Now, if number one is more than $954, Ronald, you have won all three of those prizes. What is the price of number one? $779. Ronald, I'm sorry. Thank you for being on our
show.
Thank
you very much.
Bye-bye. Well, I want you to remember that there is more Price is Right coming up.
Stay tuned for more Price and Games, and the fabulous showcase is coming up on the second half of the Price is Right.
Sir John, who cometh from the flock next?
Squire, couldst be Marjorie Comer. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Price is Right.
Hello there, Marjorie. Yeah, she turns around and Miss Lewis down here is giving her advice. Can you believe that? Lewis has been here since time began. She's a good one to get advice from.
Said that 3 hours.
What'd you say, Lewis?
Stood out there 3 hours.
I beg your pardon?
I stood outside 3 hours.
And you stayed in here for an hour so far. You've been on your feet for 4 hours. Now let's do something about it with this next item up for bids on our show.
It's a pair of rockers. The Brumby, since 1875, is one of America's finest handcrafted rockers. Combines quality, graceful charm, and superb comfort. Handmade exclusively at the Rocker Shop of Marietta, Georgia.
Marjorie, give me your bid on the rockers, please.
$435.
Red, it's your turn.
$300.
$300. Karen, what do you have to say?
$425
is her bid, and now the notorious Lewis.
$339.
$300 and what?
$39.
$339. The actual retail price is $370. Lewis has won. Lewis, take my hand here. There you are.
I don't want to hurt you back.
No, you're not going to hurt me. Now, there you are, right there. Now, Lewis, I want to turn you around here so people at home can see you and the audience can see you. And it's awfully hard to manage her, even up here. Now, I noticed a little trace of Southern accent, don't I?
Yep.
Yes. Where are you from?
North Carolina.
Do you live out here now, or are you visiting?
No, I'm visiting my son and his wife.
So you still live in North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
And you've been watching our show in North Carolina?
Every day and every night.
Well, aren't you sweet? And, Lewis, when you came out here, you thought, gee, I'd like to get on that show and win something nice.
Yeah, I would.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Lewis. I am going to give you a chance to win an assortment of prizes. Just look at these.
A toaster oven and a roll-top desk. First, the new Norelco toaster oven. It toasts, broils, and bakes an ironing pie. The new Norelco toaster oven. Second is a roll-top desk. An antique barrel roll-top desk from the Great Hill Road collection by Riverside. It's made of solid oak and oak veneers with beautiful golden oak finish. An antique reproduction made by Riverside Furniture Corporation. And finally,
a new station wagon. The exciting new 1978 Ford Fairmont Squire wagon. Trim outside, roomy inside. Plenty of room for your cargo from Ford. It's equipped with white striped tires, luggage racks, Squire Option Group, AM, FM stereo, and automatic transmission. Okay, Bob?
All right. Now, Lewis, let me put you right over here. And let me ask you, do you know how to play the 10 chances game?
I've seen you play it a lot of times, yeah.
Okay. Now, in the price of the oven, there are two numbers, and they are among those three numbers right there. So using two of those three numbers, all I want you to do is to write down the price of that oven. Go. $60. Does she know how to play this game? Does she know how to play this game? I'll tell you, she knows how to play this game. You take direction perfectly. Now, in the price of the desk, there are three numbers, and they're among those four numbers. Now, write down the price of the desk using three of those four numbers. Go. 400. And 30, no, $431. Is that right? No, that's not it. Okay, try that again right here. Go. 900. And $14. And that's not right. Okay, try it over here on chance number four. Just the desk. Yep, just the desk. Go. $439. Is that it? That's it. Yes, sir. Only four chances, Johnny. She's used only four chances. Now, Lewis, if this... What?
Car.
Yes. Now, if this is called 10 chances, and you've used four chances to win those two prizes, how many chances do you have left to win that car?
Six.
Six is right. Now, in the price of the car, there are four numbers. They're right there among those five numbers. Using four of those five numbers, write down the price of that car right there. Go.
What kind of car?
Just a moment. Just a moment. Hold it up. Johnny, check that copy. I can tell it's made by Ford, but do you have any more specific than that?
Well, it's the Ford Fairmont Squire wagon.
Ford Fairmont Square. Ford, you heard Johnny.
Squire wagon.
Ford Fairmont Squire station wagon. Four numbers. Go. Hurry up now. You only have 10 seconds. $5,489. $5,489 is drawn. Okay. Try again. Go. $5,648. And that's not right. Okay, chance number seven. Go, Lewis. We want you to win that station wagon. $4,985. Oh, I was hoping that was it. Go, Lewis, on chance number eight. Everybody wants you to win that station wagon. $4,964. No, we'll use the four only once. $65. $4,965. That's not it. We have only two chances left, Lewis. Go. $5,468. Now, you see, you used that over there. Now, let's review. $5,489, $5,648, $4,985, $4,965, $5,468. Now, this is your last chance. Go, Lewis. $4,904. No, use the four only once. $4,958. No, that's not it. What is the price? Price won't even come down. $5,498. Look at that. You had only one number wrong there. Well, Lewis, there she changed it. You changed it. Lewis, thank you very much. And I hope you have a nice vacation out here in California. Bye-bye. We'll have another nice contestant playing another exciting game after we have this message.
Who's our next player, John?
Bob, it's Daryl Spaulding. Come on down. Your last contestant on The Price is Right.
Daryl is in his spot, and here is the next item up for bids on our show.
A microwave oven. Nice chef cooked by memory, microwave oven. Touch the numbered squares, it remembers and does what you tell it to. Removable automatic thermometer lets you cook by temperature as well as time by a magic chef.
Daryl, what do you want to bid on that oven?
$450.
$450. Marjorie.
$470.
Fred.
$490.
$490. Karen, what do you bid?
$495.
$495. The actual retail price of the oven is $569. Karen had almost given up. She was becoming depressed. She had been down there so long, and now here she is up on stage to play the bonus game. Going to give you a chance to win four nice prizes in the bonus game. If you win the prize beside the blue window in which it says bonus, you get this bonus prize.
A sailboat and trailer. This 14-foot West White Potter Mark II is ready to sail with running lights, cockpit and bow rails, 2 6.5-foot bunks, plus 14 cubic feet of storage space, the Mark II from HMS Marine. It's a bonus worth $3,070.
And it's an appropriate gift for a girl from San Diego. Now, I want you to win a can opener. Listen.
Practical pop art for the kitchen. Electric can openers that look like your favorite labels. Five choices. Daisy's can opener can.
That can opener is not $25. Is the right price higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower, she says. Is she right? She's right. She's won the can opener. And now she's going after slacks. Johnny?
Two pairs of comfortable Hager slacks. Machine washable in a wide range of beautiful colors and patterns. Hager slacks, because looking good makes you feel good.
Are the slacks higher or lower than $50?
Lower.
Let's see. They are. You're right again. You own the slacks. The next prize for you is jewelry. Johnny, if you please.
Sarah Coventry, the exclusive fashion jewelry that you can order from a friend at a home fashion show. Sarah Coventry jewelry for the right accents.
$45 is wrong. Is the right price higher or lower?
Higher.
It is higher, and you've won the jewelry. And one more prize. It's an iron, John.
It's Hamel & Veatch's Smart Iron. Ready light, power light, glows for programmed fabric temperature. Bursts of steam, no scorch Smart Iron from Hamel & Veatch Scoville.
And is the price higher or lower than $32?
Higher.
She says it's higher. If it is, she wins the boat. It's higher. She's won all four prizes and the boat, and we'll be back with our second showcase showdown as soon as you see this. Here are the contestants who are going to spin the big wheel in the second showcase showdown. Now, Lewis, you're going to be going back to North Carolina. When you get back there, you're going to be telling your friends about your trip to California, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And what are you going to tell them is the most exciting thing that happened to you in California?
Seeing you, I guess.
Oh, now, that's very sweet. But maybe winning a prize on Price is Right would be more exciting, and seeing me would be second or third or fourth.
We're going to watch today.
Are they? Good. I hope they do, Lewis. You're going to spin this wheel second. Now, Karen, since you have won the most in this half of our show, you will spin the wheel last. That could be a slight advantage. You'll see how well these two have done before you have to spin. Ronald, you're going to spin first. Be sure the wheel goes all the way around at least once. And remember, the one of you who is nearest to $1 without going over is in the showcase, and an awful lot of nice things can happen in that showcase. Are you ready to start things off?
Sure enough, Bob.
Step right over there and spin that wheel. Well, I'm not sure we'll have time for another spin. That was one tremendous spin.
Come on,
$1 is what you want.
$1? Come on. Go.
Well, you get a second spin if you wish. I think you're going to get a nasty number. That is not a good number because it's a number that they might well beat. On the other hand, it's a number if you spin again, it's so easy to go over $1, in which case you're out of the game. So, Ronald, I'm glad it's not my problem. What are you going to do?
I'm going to spin again.
Okay, go ahead. He's going to risk it and spin again. Let's hope he gets 45 cents now that he's taken this chance. 45 cents and you still win $1,000.
Come on, 45.
Yeah, it went around there.
40.
It's coming up on the top right now. On the top, but at
30.
55 and 30. That's fine. That's very good. You're the leader now with 85 cents up there on the scoreboard. Now, those grandchildren are watching, you said, Lewis. What are the grandchildren's names?
Oh, Jan, Val, Dee, and Judy, and Kim and Dave.
Now, wait a minute. Well, who are they?
Six children.
Jan and Bev.
Uh-huh. Judy.
Judy.
Dee.
Dee.
Kim.
Kim.
Dave.
All right. They're all watching, and they'd love to see you win $1,000. Let her go.
Woo.
There's her spin. She has to beat 85 cents to stay. Look at this $1 coming down here. Oh, what has Grandma done? What has... You won $1,000. $1,000, Lewis. You knew you could do it. Let me take you over here. Oh, I know everyone at home is just as pleased as we are to see you do that. A sweet lady from North Carolina. And you know what? I'm so glad. No, you stay right here with me. I'm so glad that I asked her to name those six grandchildren because I don't think she could do it right now. Not with the excitement of winning $1,000. But now listen, Karen, you can win $1,000 too. There you go. You can make your grandchildren happy too. Here you go. You tie her and then we'll have a spin-off. Here's the $1. Well, don't despair now. You get another spin. What do you have? 60 cents. Spin it again. 60 cents in her first spin. This is her second spin. There went the 40. Coming up there on the back now. Is it going to get over there? I don't think so. Oh, you have an awful good number, though. You have 95 cents total, but that's not enough. Thank you very much, Karen. Well, Grandma Lewis, you're going to be in our showcase, and you won't want to miss that. No telling what she'll be taking back to North Carolina. We'll find out after this. Lewis, you're the big winner in the showcase. Sylvia, you're the runner-up. Remember this. If you are the winner in the showcase and you are less than $100 away from the retail price of your own showcase, you win everything in both showcases. With that thought in mind, look at that first showcase.
Your showcase is a trip down Main Street. And in this first shop, there's a conversation sofa. The newest version of the conversation fit consists of chrome and canvas frame, Indian cotton pillows, queen-size mattress, and wool flocati rug, the huddle couch. And a little further down the street, there's a game table. A nostalgia party set from Paoli. Quality hardwood frames with genuine leather and teen makes a just-right combination for your game room. Nostalgia, just a moment from the past by Paoli. And in the next window, we find a range. From Frigidaire, the exclusive Frigidaire Touch and Cook range that follows your touch-in instructions on its solid-state control panel, also features an electric clean oven. And finally, in the last shop, there's a jukebox! The Seaberg SCD4 jukebox can play 160 selections in magnificent stereo sound. Superb design created by a brilliant display of flickering orbiting lights. And this trip down Main Street can be yours if the price is right.
Lewis, as the big winner in the showcase, you may bid or pass. What will it be?
I'll be in.
You're going to bid? Very well. I want to hear what you bid.
$4,200
is her bid on this showcase. Now, she kept that showcase, so the next one is yours, Sylvia. And here is the next showcase.
Your showcase is a salute to that great member of our staff, Kathy McDonald. And because Kathy is the most fun-loving of our staff, your showcase contains all the things you need to have fun like Kathy. For example, Kathy is a great baseball fan, has loads of fun watching the Los Angeles Dodgers, and now you can have just as much fun as Kathy has with these two season tickets to every home game of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, we promised you that we would not mention the next thing that she has fun doing, so we won't. We'll just give you the prize. So, here, without further comment, is a new bar set.
drinks from a charming console table to a bar and three stools. Stools upholstered in vinyl, the bar is finished in bleached elm panels and polished chrome from Chromecraft. Now, it also should be mentioned that Kathy has great fun playing a silly little game in which she puts a couple of dollars on the top of a felt-covered table and then watches what happens with the money when a few funny little cards are turned over. Once in a while, she gets a couple of more dollars. Sometimes the money just stays where it is. But most of the time, the money disappears. Now, we don't know what this game is called, but you can play it in Las Vegas! We'll fly to the round-trip air coach from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, Nevada, where you'll spend 1 week at Del Webb's Hotel Sahara. Enjoy swimming, golf, fine dining in the Sahara's Caravan Room, and superstar entertainment in the Congo Showroom and Casbar Theater. Now, it may occur to you that these fun-loving things that Kathy does could be considered vices. And if so, we hasten to tell you that Kathy has two virtues that make up for them. First of all, she has great legs. The second virtue, which makes up for a multitude of sins, is that Kathy is Irish, which means you get to go to the country of her ancestors, Ireland! We'll fly to your round-trip air coach from Los Angeles to Dublin, Ireland, where you'll be spending 1 week at the internationally famous Shelburne Hotel, one of the Trust House's forte hotels in Ireland. Graceful old-world charm and modern comforts in the heart of Dublin, the Shelburne Hotel. And this showcase, a salute to that great member of our staff, Kathy McDonald, can be yours if the price is right.
What do you bid on it, Sylvia?
$3,000.
She bids $3,000 on her showcase. Now, Lewis, your bid is $4,200, and the actual retail price is $5,324, a difference of $1,124. And Sylvia, you must be closer than that without going over in order to win your showcase. Your bid is $3,000, and the actual retail price of your showcase is $3,882. You win with a difference of $882. Sylvia has won her showcase.
Yes, congratulations. Lewis, thank you for being on the show. Tell those grandchildren hello for me. No, you got just your own showcase. Yes, if you won it. Bob Barker saying goodbye, everybody.
This is Johnny Olsen speaking for The Price is Right, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. Stay tuned for Love of Life, next over most of these CBS stations.